Welcome to the Straight From the Source's Mouth podcast, frank talk about sex and dating.
Hello, everyone. Tamara here. Welcome back to the show. Today's guest is Frances Kelleher. We'll be talking about Mars and Venus in dating. If you like this episode, be sure to tell your friends about it and rate it as well. Thanks for joining me, Frances.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, I know we've had to reschedule this a few times, so it's good to finally get this in. And also the topic, it's like my new mission is to have men and women understand that we're just very different. And like once you understand a little bit more about that, life seems to work better. So, and you studied under the author of the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Do you want to talk about how that came to be or how, what you learned from him?
Yeah, 100%. Sure. Great question. So, I am Ireland's number one dating coach. I started a few years ago, coaching people. I have my own method called Find the One with Three, because there's really only three things that you need to find the right person. If you have these three things locked down, I promise you, you'll be able to find the right person. So the three things are like the three C's: confidence, conversation, and connection. So connection is the holy grail, you know, for everybody out there. They want to make that emotional connection with the right person. And obviously in this industry, you know, we know about John Gray. We've heard about John Gray. And even before I started off as a life coach, and even before I was life coaching, I knew about John Gray. I had his book. He's an amazing mentor. And I just think he is just such a, you know, beacon of hope in the world. I just said, I have to train with these people. I think they are just one of the best in the world, if not the best. And last year I reached out to them to train under them. I wasn't even sure they did it. And I trained under John Gray, such a humble, giving, generous, lovely human being. I mean, he comes on with, there's, you know, approximately 600 of us coaches worldwide. I'm the only one in Ireland. And he gives us 2 or 3 hours of his time on a call, like every couple of weeks. He's amazing. So that's how it started. I have read his books. He makes things very simple, like my method is simple for people. His blueprint and method is simple. And it's a way that people can understand. And I really feel, you know, once people know the gender intelligence between the two sexes, so it basically means the difference between our brains. Men process time differently. You know, they process emotions differently. We're very different. Once we know that, it's a game changer. It's life changing for our relationships once we know the differences, because we can communicate better. So that's how I ended up studying under John.
Yeah, I loved his book too. And yeah, totally relevant. Like as soon as you understand that, it's just, you communicate, you're like, oh, okay, you're just being a guy. You don't take stuff personally anymore. You just get that why they're doing what they're doing.
Exactly. Yeah, so they're taking it personally. You know, you don't do that anymore. You say, oh, I get you're different. That's why you're doing it. It's not me. So yeah, you hit the nail on the head there.
So what are the things, I know your three C's, like, how do you coach people to get them? Is that part of your proprietary stuff maybe? But like, why are they so important, or how did you find that to be the case?
Yeah. So I just, you know, was observing people, and it was these three things that they were lacking, you know, the people that couldn't find the right person. And I was observing that. And it just hit me one day. I said, these are the three things. If you look at the people that are successful with the relationships, they're confident. They're confident in themselves. They know their worth. They're assertive. They have boundaries. They have boundaries. Big thing. You know, they know what they stand for. And the confident people, it leads on to the next thing. They're able to make conversations. They're able to, you know, be interesting. They are interesting. And they find other people interesting. And they're conversational ninjas, because they're not afraid of rejection. They're not afraid to go in there and chat somebody up. They're not afraid to make conversations, and they're not afraid to put themselves out there. And then, of course, the conversation leads on to the connection. The conversations with the opposite sex is what is going to build the attraction, what is going to make the connection, that emotional connection, because that That's what you need for somebody to fall in love with you, be it if you're dealing with a man or be it if you're dealing with a woman. If there isn't an emotional connection, if they're not emotional about you, they're not going to fall in love with you. So they're the three things you need. And if you're missing one of them, it doesn't happen. So it's simple. We can go into real depth then, you know, and I do in my courses and my programs, but that's the basic bottom line. They're the three things you need.
Okay. And then, yeah, I don't know if you want to go further into it or not, or just maybe talk about examples of dating and how, like, out of, like, maybe start from dating and then, like, in a relationship, kind of like the stages of how those can help you in what way?
Sure, yeah. So, like, the confidence, a lot of people that come to me, their confidence has been affected in some way. They could have been bullied. They might have had a hard childhood. And they're carrying that with them. And they feel that love isn't available to them, or, you know, they feel they're not good enough. So once you unblock yourself there, you know, it changes their life. I have had two clients this week. One girl got very emotional. It was her last session. And she said, you know, I'm the happiest I've ever been. This has changed my whole life, because we do a 360 degree approach to the coaching. You know, I look at their whole life. It's not just the dating. Everything is like a domino effect and everything is connected. Mm-hmm. She got a promotion in the 3 months she was working with me. She said, my relationships with my family are better. I don't care what anybody thinks anymore. I'm my own person. I'm following my own flag. You know, I'm the captain of my own ship. She said, I've never been so happy. I'm assertive now. I know my boundaries. She said, before, you know, I wasn't confident. I didn't know who I was. And I couldn't stand up for myself at work. And, you know, I just didn't have even solid direction of where I wanted my life to go. And she's met her guy. She's met her guy on top of it all. Everything has fallen into place. She's happily dating this guy now for 6 weeks. And, you know, he's very serious about her. He's doing everything right. They seem very happy. So the confidence is the number one building block. If you don't have that, it's going to stop you. So a lot of it is that we do in our programs is the mindset and the confidence building, because the mindset is everything. And you know that, Tamara, yourself, you know, if you're, you know, afraid to be visible as a business owner, even, you know, for ourselves, you're not going to get as much business. You know, I say love is so like business, and love is a numbers game like business. But, you know, you're not going to put yourself out there if you're not confident. And then that leads on to the conversation. This is the way you build attraction, and it's different for men and women. Here we go with the gender intelligence, you know, again. Talking to a guy is different to talking to a woman. And a lot of the things I see at the minute, out of all of them, the main thing for women is that they're pursuing the guys. They're asking the guys out online. They're pushing the guys, you know, to go on the date. They're literally doing the guy's work. Like John Gray says, the man wants to earn it. The man wants to earn the woman. He wants to earn the benefits. It's human nature, as we know. We value more of, you know, the things we have to work for and put in the effort for. So the conversation, you need to know how to build it with the guy. You need to know how to build it with the woman. And a big thing as well, Tamara, is, you know, the being able to create the conversation, the good conversation online. People are over texting, over communicating. It is killing the spark. Do not do that. They're staying online too long conversing. They don't know what to talk about. The main thing with conversations with a guy or a girl, that this is the same for anybody who's listening that are both sexes, get the person talking about what they like. Then they will feel good and they will project that feeling onto you. They will associate that feeling with you. So, you know, the guy will say, God, I feel great around Tamara. I feel great talking to her online or in her company. You know, I want to meet her. I want to see her again. Make people feel good. Wasn't it Oprah who said people won't remember much, but they'll remember how you made them feel? I always say, look at Tom Cruise. Make the other person the star. Tom Cruise is a star, but he doesn't go down to his fans that are waiting 3 hours in line in the rain and say, did you see me? Aren't I fantastic in that scene there in Mission Impossible where I broke my leg? He doesn't say that. He says, what's your name? Is this your sister? Will I take a selfie with you? He makes them the star. He global listens. Watch him. He tilts his head. He listens. Listening is huge in dating. It's not just about, you know, conversation isn't just about talking. It's about hearing what isn't being said and really seeing and hearing the person. That's what conversation is about. If you look at kids, we haven't changed since we've been children. The children say, watch me, look at me on the slide, you know, watch me, mommy. You know, it's the same thing. People just want to really be seen and really be heard and appreciated 100%. And that then carries you on to the connection. If you're doing all these things, that person is feeling the rapport. They're feeling good around you. They're feeling trust. The number one thing women look for in a guy, not the 10 million in the bank, not the Ferrari, not the six pack. It's trustworthiness. That's the number one thing they look for. So if you have done all that and you've built up the conversation and you have that connection, they're starting to bond with you. Honestly, it's a home run, like you say, after that. It's a home run if you get the fundamentals right.
Yeah. And I was going to say, too, especially for women, they want to be seen and heard. And then men want to be respected. Like, those are the keys. So if you're on a date and you're questioning everything the guy says, or you think you're having witty banter, but you're basically showing disrespect, like that's a key thing as well.
We have the love needs. Women have different love needs to men. And a big difference I feel and I see, and it's a fact, is the men, you know, they love to be appreciated, admired, like you said, respected. Women like reassurance and to be cherished. So, you know, there's a way to flirt. And like you say, the banter, there's a way to banter. There's a line and you don't want to go over it. But I would say if you show appreciation, you know, if you're on the date with the guy and you're showing appreciation and you're interested and you're listening, that's huge. That's huge for a guy. You know, you're right. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So what are some of the issues people come to you with? And I mean, I know you're the three C's, but are there like things they're not doing that they could be doing better? Like, what's usually the kind of stuff they come with?
So the main thing I would say, Tamara, to start off with on the journey that we help people with, the initial thing is the online, because everybody's online now. The research shows 1 in 3 are online. 1 in 3 people meet online and form relationships, happy relationships. So it's a brilliant tool, but people are overwhelmed at the minute. They say to me, I'm getting no dates. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I say, don't worry. There's a blueprint. And if you follow the blueprint, you will get the dates. You know, I have a blueprint that a simple thing that I'm going to tell you now. And if people follow it, you'll get the dates. They don't know how to use the apps. They have no strategy. You need a strategy online. Otherwise, I say you drown in the online ocean. You need a strategy. And people are doing all the wrong things, said lovingly. They're over-communicating like we spoke about. The guys and girls, but mainly guys, the girls tend to take good pictures. The guys might have the wrong pictures up. They just have, you know, them in their kitchen with a selfie. You know, you have to brand yourself correctly online. We're brands. We have to market ourselves. I know it sounds harsh and it's a fickle business because we only have the pictures, but we have to brand ourselves correctly. There's so much competition online. So I would say people come and they say they're overwhelmed. So the answer to that is online is only used for two things. First, throw your net as wide as you can. Get as many numbers in. It's the same as business. Love is so like business. It's a numbers game. It's a numbers game. That's a fact. The more people you meet, the more dates you get, the quicker you're going to meet the right person. So two things: to get your net thrown out wider, to get more fish in, as it were, and to get the real life date. But people over text, they stay talking to people for a couple of weeks or a month. The momentum is dead. Everything is said. There's no need for a first date. So I say I have a formula: mystery plus anticipation plus curiosity equals passion and desire. Keep the bit of mystery. Keep the anticipation high that they'll want the date. Keep them curious. That's what creates the passion and the desire. So people over text. I say you shouldn't be talking to anybody longer than a week. There shouldn't be 20 texts sent in a day. We have a special blueprint that we give people. And when they follow it, I had a girl, she did my 3-week course. She met someone on week 2. They're steadily dating now. She's dating him 5 or 6 weeks. So it happens quickly once you know what to do. And again, like I said, Tamara, big thing I see the women doing, big no-no, pursuing. Sit back in your feminine energy. Masculine energy is drive ambition, breaking down barriers, breaking through obstacles. Feminine energy is nurturing, relaxing, sitting back, creating. So don't pursue him. You know, if the guy is interested, he will ask you out. We even have a script that we give people to encourage and nudge for the date, but you don't do the men's work for them. You do not do the asking out. The guy wants to earn the girl. So once you get the real life date, you know, you're offline quickly. And the research has shown the longer you talk to somebody, the less likelihood you have of getting a date. So get off as quick as you can. Now, the research says after 4 to 5 messages, that can be very hard in reality. Really, you have to use your emotional intelligence. Talk about maybe 2 or 3 topics of conversation, warm the person up, you've a bit of a rapport, and then you can go on the date. For guys, I would say once you have the rapport built, go in straight away for the date. You have to meet somebody in real life to smell the pheromones. That's the chemical scent of a person. You either like it or you don't. It's a subconscious thing, and you have to meet them offline. And the other thing I help people with, big, big, big thing, is confidence. Oh my God, we are so big into confidence. They're my 2 fortes, how to build confidence and how to meet people in real life. So we build people up, we reframe their story, we give them exercises that change their brain and neural pathways. Simple things, simple, consistent things that anybody can do. And, you know, it's life changing. So they would be the things: online confidence and how to have and be, how to have standards and boundaries and be assertive, basically how to be the high standard woman, how to be what a guy is looking for to get the quality guys, and how to be the desirable alpha male that the women are looking for. And we do image consulting as well, you know, for the pictures, and we tell people how to take the pictures and have a brilliant online profile. But they would be the main things: how to be a brilliant conversationalist, how to build attraction through conversation. We teach all the gender intelligence stuff, obviously, as well. But they would be the main issues: how to get the dates online, have a good profile that you get dates from and meet your partner, you know, perfect partner for the confidence building, and how to be the best version of yourself, have the happiest life, be a love magnet, be a people magnet, conversational ninja, and build the attraction. Yeah.
Awesome. I think this is a good time to share how they can reach you if they do want to work with you. And then we can maybe at the end talk more about it, like within a relationship. But yeah, definitely. How can people reach you?
Thank you so much, Tamara. So I am on all social media platforms. I mean, Instagram, we're big deep into Instagram, but we're on all the social media platforms, and we have free resources to help people on our website. You can go to the website, get free help. It's www.franciskellehercoaching.com, Francis with an E, and Kelleher, K-E-L-L-E-H-E-R, Kelleher with an E as well. So we'd love to serve people. You know, come to the website, reach out to us. There's no problem at all.
Okay. And you're only in Ireland, for the US is only 5 hours ahead, or 4 hours, depending on daylight savings time or not, at least for the East Coast. So
yes,
definitely doable.
Yeah, too. We work around the clients, you know, times as well. So don't worry, we're flexible. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. And then, so do you coach people within relationships too, or is it more helping them get the dates? Like, that's your primary focus?
No, we help people in the relationships too. If they're having conflict, we teach them all about, you know, coaching themselves. We're coaching them as themselves. Do you know what I mean? Getting coaching for themselves, I should say, and coaching them within the relationship, the difference between the male's brains, how they deal with stress, and how to come together and keep the relationship alive. So like a huge thing I would say, Tamara, is, you know, people kind of think, I'm in love, it's great. You know, we're married now, or I've met my person and I can sit back and relax and it's all done. The work is done, you know. And, you know, in a way, the work is only starting, you know, adding a mortgage and 2 children. And, you know, the modern life can be quite stressful. So we have, as women, twice as much stress as our grandmothers and mothers had. That's a lot when you think about that. We're juggling a lot. And I see, you know, women look to their partners and vice versa. But I see it more in women because, you know, we like to talk and we need the community. They look to their partners for everything. It's too much pressure. No one person can give you everything. We need to raise our oxytocin. Men need to raise their testosterone. That's what lowers, you know, each of the person's stress. So how you do that in a woman is, you know, you meet a friend, you go for a walk, you have a chat, you get creative, go to a knitting class or a pottery class, you go for a massage, you do something for yourself. So don't expect him to fill your oxytocin tank. That's your responsibility. But sometimes we get mixed up. We think, you know, I'll go to him and I'll vent and I'll chat. And he's had, you know, a very busy day working two jobs trying to provide, you know, because guys show love three ways. They protect, they provide, and they put a label on the relationship on you. She's my girlfriend. Tamara's my wife. Tamara's my fiance. So they're the three ways they show love differently from women. Again, this can be a misunderstanding. So a lot of the time, the guys are very stressed out. Their testosterone is low and they can't fill your tank because their tank isn't full. So that's what I would say there. Go and look for that somewhere else. The oxytocin, filling of your own oxytocin tank. How guys build up their testosterone is they take time out. See, women de-stress by venting and talking. So, you know, we might want to talk and talk when we come home and the guy's like, oh my God, I need to decompress. You know, I've been talking all day. And this is where the conflict happens. Oh, we take it personally. He's no interest in talking to me. No, it's just he's handling the stress different. Men handle stress differently. So he's going to want to go and play his video game for an hour or take a nap or go for a drive or watch TV. Do something less challenging. That's how the guy builds up his testosterone. So the mistake is the women go after the man. They go into the man cave like John Gray says. Follow him down and make him talk. No. Give him a chance to recoup, let him build up his testosterone. Then he will come back and he will say, you know, sorry there, I couldn't talk to you. I'm de-stressed now. What were you saying to me? And that's the best time to talk to him. That's when, you know, you can get the best out of him and he can come out of the conflict together. So men and women, very different. And the way we deal with stress actually causes more friction when you don't realize that that's the way he's dealing with his stress. Men deal with stress, fight or flight. Men, women deal with stress wanting to talk. So it's very important to know the differences. Men also compartmentalize in their brain. So for all the world, I say, you know, they like have boxes, you know, my relationship with Tamara, my work, my hobbies, my football. Women have almost like a swimming pool in their brain with everything. Johnny's homework, my sick mother, my to-do list, all my cleaning routine, my project at work. You know, so we can't forget about it. So when a guy goes, oh, look, just forget about it. You know, let's just have dinner or watch an episode of Netflix, you know, something on Netflix. We can't. But the guys don't understand that because we're built differently. So, you know, tell your guy if you're in a relationship and you know this, say, listen, you know, I've just heard Tamara's wonderful podcast. They were talking about people being different. I get it now, you know, and this is what I need. I'm different because I'm a woman. Let's educate ourselves and our partners so that they know why we're doing the things we do and they won't take it personally.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I've seen it firsthand and I used to do it. And now that I know better, yeah. And because another coach mentioned, which same thing you're saying, but in a different way, is that men process internally and we are externally processing. So they go inside in their heads and they're quiet. And we see everything around us. That's why we notice the stuff on the floor or whatever. And they're just in their head. And you think they're doing nothing, but they're like planning their day. They're planning their week. They're planning their time. So it's just, you know, yet another difference where you don't have to take it personally. If he's not talking to you, it doesn't mean anything about you.
Exactly. And I love that. That's a brilliant, clear, black and white explanation, internally and externally. It's so true. Because, you know, we're a lot of the time we're always thinking and all that. And, you know, a guy only thinks when he's a problem to solve. And, you know, you hear a woman say, what are you thinking? And a guy says, you know, nothing. And you're like, oh, my God, that's a lie. You know, how can that be true? You know, we're thinking all the time, us women. But, you know, guys are quiet when they're processing stuff, when they're thinking about a problem. They want to work it out themselves. They like to focus down. Men are focused based, their brains. They have a highly specialized brain that is not made for multitasking. They can't think and feel at the same time. So that's why, you know, if you're talking to your guy and you're saying, you know, did you fix the TV? And he's reading, you know, something about fixing the car. And he's like, what? You know, they can't multitask. They're single focused. Whereas a woman is a multitasker. Her brain is made for multitasking. And I mean, we I think it's approximately 2,000 words a day a woman says, and a man only says 500. We have 6 or 7 areas in our brain on both hemispheres, left and right, that are language-based. Men only have it on one side, on the left side, and it's just one area. And our limbic system is the seat of human emotion in our brain. That's 25% larger in women. We're more emotional. It's just the way our brains are built. So once we know the differences, we can embrace them. You know, we can embrace the differences.
Yeah, I totally agree. And the other coach, yeah, he says the same, like his life mission, it sounds like yours too, is just like getting men and women to understand it. It would be so, save so many relationships, divorces, if you just didn't take it personally and understood that we're just different.
So many. And I would say as well, you know, men tend to make the change when they're, when they've lost the woman. See, men are built for emergency. They're built like the firemen. They're highly specialized brains that are built for emergency things, immediate and action taking. So a lot of the time the woman is trying to be heard and the men isn't hearing her until, you know, she's lost, when you say about divorces. So that's something to be aware of as well, that difference. There's an amazing man called John Gottman. He has a love lab in New York for 40 years. You've probably heard of him. He can tell with 98% mm-hmm. accuracy, you know, that the people that are going to divorce, he has 4 signs. One is like the stonewalling in fights and conflict, that if he sees them, he says, you know, this isn't going to work out well. So he can predict with 98% accuracy who's going to divorce and who isn't. And the number one complaint from women in relationships is, I'm not heard. And the number one complaint for men, this shows how different we are, is, I'm not getting enough sex. But I always joke saying, if you hear your woman and you listen, you will get loads of action in the bedroom. So they're connected, you know, they're connected. We're different. So it's important to note that. But I would say as well, a very important thing, Tamara, there's lots we can talk about in this, about keeping the relationship alive and not having it die, meeting the love needs of men, meeting your love needs of your woman. But there's always a bottom line. And I love the bottom line because it's like a simple blueprint people can follow. Keep dating your partner. When you sit back and you're like, oh, it's fine out, and so we don't have to go on a date night. I always say have a regular date night. Even Posh and Bex, you know, David Beckham and his wife, they're married, what, 25 years. They have, I remember Victoria saying, we go out every Saturday night. Just to reconnect, not talking about finances, not talking about children, just having fun. And Kevin Bacon also said that. He said, oh, I hear people, you have to work on your relationship. He said, well, and he's married years. Is it 35 years, you know, longer than Posh and Bex? He says, you know, you have to have fun with your partner. We have fun together. We sing, we joke. You have to have fun as well. And that's what you did in the early days when you were dating. But obviously with bills and kids, you know, and throw in a, you know, a sick parent or something, life gets in the way, I get it. But keep the priority, your relationship, the priority. Have a date night. Doesn't have to be a 4-course, you know, $300 meal. Just say when the kids are down, let's have a cup of tea or a glass of wine together and let's watch our film on Netflix. It's just about reconnecting, just you and him time. So I would say the bottom line is keep dating your partner. Keep appreciating them. Keep, reassurance is huge for women. The guy can say, you know, you look lovely today. Keep reassuring her. I had a guy who said, but I told her when I met her 6 years ago, she was the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen. I said, that was 6 years ago, man. We need, you know, it every, you know, 6 days, 6 weeks. We need to be reassured, whereas that's not a love need for men, so they don't understand it. So men need encouragement and they need appreciation. So, you know, say, you know, thank you so much for doing that extra job on Saturday to bring in extra money. You know, you're such a provider. Thank you so much. Just keep dating a partner. Keep acting like you did when you first dated them. Don't take them for granted. And keep the emotional connection healthy. That's what keeps the relationship healthy. How high is the emotional connection? I say to people, check in with your partner. Say, out of 10, how happy are you? Well, I'm a 6. Okay, where are we losing the 4 points? Well, you know, I didn't get the promotion at work and I'm not happy with you working 2 jobs. I don't see you anymore. Whatever, communicate. Say, okay, let's try and work on this. Let me just work every second week in the second job or whatever it may be. Say to them, what are you worried about at the minute? You know, are you stressed out about something? What's making you happy at the moment? Keep getting to know the person, because we grow and we change. And if we don't check in with that person, you lose the connection.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, I think this is a good time if you want to just kind of, I know you kind of did sum up, but if you want to like do an overall kind of final thoughts, wrap up of, I don't know, you did it after each section. So I'm kind of like torn. Up to you if you want to provide any more final comments. Or
brilliant. I would say, we are living in a stressful time. We are living in a more complicated time than people that have gone before us. But if you stick to a blueprint, we can, people make, and we make, and I make, humans make life complicated, make things complicated. We can keep it simple. Keep life simple, and that will keep you happy. And I will say to your listeners, John Gray talks about this as well. He calls them the tanks. Keep your own tanks full. Be aware. Don't go around unconscious, I call it unconscious thinking. Sit down, take 15 minutes out of your busy day, meditate, take that quiet time, just sit and think and say, how is my life going? Am I happy? Am I happy in my relationship? Could I do more to make my life better? Watch what direction your life is going, because again, we take a 360 degree approach. So I would say, keep your own tanks full. The pillars for confidence and happiness and health are the basic things, but people, Tamara, they think they're too simple. The 8 hours sleep a night, the healthy eating, looking after yourself, getting enough sleep, eating healthy, and exercising. They are the pillars for a healthy, abundant life and, being the best version of yourself. And when you are that, everything follows through, because you're confident, you're putting yourself out there, you have the energy to give out love. And when you do that, you get love back. And, just keep being aware of where you want to go, what goals you want to achieve. And in love, don't give up. Do three things every day. Or if you're in a relationship, you want to keep it steady or you want to get it back on track, do three. This is a simple blueprint. Do three things every day to reach that goal. Hire a coach. Buy a book on relationships. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Read 2 pages a night. Don't even read a chapter. Read 2 pages a night and just be committed to doing it. And, number three, if you're single, go on the dating apps and put yourself out there. Do three things every day that move you towards your goal. This will build your confidence. It'll build momentum. It all compiles the actions. And you look around and every day is great because you're living in the now. You're giving your best every moment, and every moment ends up every week. And every month and every year, and you turn around and you look and you say, oh my God, time has passed and I'm reaching my goals and I've met my person. And of course, if you need help, you can reach out to us. And like I say, go to our website. We have free resources. Don't give up. There's a few people for us in the world, for everybody. There's 8 billion people. You can do it. That person is looking for you too.
All right. Awesome. Thank you very much. Yeah. I mean, I love this topic as well. So I hope I hope you listeners got some good insight out of this, and definitely reach out to Frances if you're interested in coaching or one of her programs. All right. Well, thank you again for being on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Tamara, for having me. It was an absolute pleasure. Thanks a million.
All right. And if you love this episode, be sure to tell your friends about it and rate it as well. And thank you, everyone. Bye.
Frank Talk, Frank Talk, sex and dating educates.